can do that are self-satisfied, that have come in the last extremity of this exploiting world, self-satisfaction, not dependent on the exploitation of this material world, they have got some charm over their brain, and they find the hurry there. Hurry is such that can attract the attention of those that are self-satisfied. So Atmaram, that is a conception of liberation. Liberation from the exploiting tendency of the environment. Self-centered, self-sufficient. They feel attraction for some other thing. So that thing must be superior to the human self. To be self-aware, how those that are self-content, their attention can be drawn, that must be finer. So, Atma, so it is a truth that Hari is not this side of the world, but on the higher side. Atma Ramastam Nayin, Ujjanta, Obi, Rukkumi, Tibbhai, Tari, Pratim, Bhaktim, causeless attraction they feel for Hari. Then Hari Ras, the ecstasy which we can get in connection with Hari, in association with Hari, that must be of higher degree than what we find in our own self. Rāyāyāna-nāyūrājam jitya-bhiviṣe-vata nāyūrājam-nāyūrājam-nāyūrājam-nāyūrājam-nāyūrājam-nāyūrājam-nāyūrājam-nāyūrājam. These are the proofs that Hari is not missed this side, within the natural production, as the Shankarāyās, Māyābhādīn says. It is nirguṇa, it is beyond. Sayanam nayo rajam nirityar viseva nirgun nastaram antesna jnanam kasa. They are nirgun, they do not care for this satyavajatama, that the posing is such, still they find such attraction and they discourse about Hari. So Hari must be on the higher side. And this is tradition. Yashyāra-vindam āmaśya-palāra-vindam Yogeśya-vindam-vijintam-adhā-bhūti Nā-kiri-yal-kamiśya-teti-makaranda-dāyu Antarkata-savivaya-mi-cakāra-kesam Sankova-nakāra-kesam Dīpeshi, which was placed in the as contact with the holy feet of Narayana, that sense discharged these people who are Atmaram, Chatushkama, are self-sufficient, self-satisfied. Their attention is attracted by the sweet sense of the situation which has got contact with the feet of Narayana, holy feet. Have attracted, much carry, so that must have some superior position. In this way, it has taken and given. The Vaikuntha is over Brahma and not this side Brahma, as the Shankarais, Mayavadins, Diragu. Sukadeva also says, Puri Nishchitopi Nargunya Yuttanasura Kodhigara Vinita Keta Raja Se Akhanyata Jinta Vaham. O Maharaj Parishit, we all know that I am well established in Nirguna Brahma, that beyond my position is proved that I am beyond the charm of this mundane world. You all know. All know. The same person can have no charm for them, no material temptation. Still, I had some special chance to hear about the Leela of Krishna, Vrindavan. My attention was totally not to it. So that must be on the other side, on the higher side of this world. That is nothing among the pleasing pastimes of this mundane world. Indeed, these are the weakness, elements. That Krishna Leela is a pratido, is a rukshado, is transcendental. These are the proofs. That those that have got no charm, least charm of this mundane pleasure, they reverentially attracted towards that similar things that is very high on the other side of the Brahma, Parabrahma world, and not this mundane. Hallucination, intoxication, hallucination, dangerous. It may draw our attention to any side and every side. These are the sound calculations towards the transcendental Leela of Krishna, Vaikuntha, etc. And we must strictly follow, stick to this sort of judiciousness and judgment. Otherwise we may be misled, misguided. Who is Christ? Who is Muhammad? What is their position? Who is Shankara? Who is Ramanuja? Who is Chaitanya? What is their subtle differences? We have to measure by these standards. Of subtle knowledge and differences between the standards. Very scrupulously and very discriminately we have to follow all these, to examine all the specialty of these different layers or planes of existence. If we miss them, then our brain will reveal anything and everything we shall accept in the name of anything and everything. Puzzled, perplexed. The systematic study. Strong and very accurate differences between the different layers of thought must be maintained, must be followed, must be understood. Otherwise we are in danger. Any moment, anyone may say, oh, I have finished all these things, this is all nothing. That cannot say, that is well understood. In this reaction. Sincere, Sevanmukh, generally we must try to understand the nature of three planes. The land of exploitation, plane of exploitation, renunciation and sati, dedication. We have to clearly understand the nature of these three planes. Plane of exploitation, plane of renunciation and the plane of dedication. Then we have to calculate. If we understand the valuation, proper valuation of these planes in general, then in fine points also we can try to calculate the how much renunciation, how much exploitation, how much dedication is mixed in this. Then valuation. We must be well-versed in the intrinsic knowledge of these three planes first. And then the division and how the development is by the is possible. mathematical way. Mathematical way. Then we cannot be removed from our present fixed position. Otherwise we are uncertain. Everyone may convince, try to convince, and I will be a prey to his physical representation. Today I am a Pentecostal, the other day I am a Shankarite, the other day I am Buddhist, another day I am Islam, another day I am atheist. No stability. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Someone is, what was that gentleman for whom we sent some money to come back from Kashmir? What was the name? 400 rupees was sent to him to come back?
Yes, one of Tirtha's disciples.
Tirtha's disciple?
Oh no, actually he was Prabhupada's disciple, but he was came with Tirtha.
He went to find out the place for Jesus. Was very on the Jesus priest or something. That tendency entered into his brain. Living Harinam, and now next prayer, how he may be relieved of this bodily troublesome engagement, how he can take me on the higher position in the devotional school, but as master of his own, he has no engagement from Krishna. He is master of his own, and he is wandering here and there according to his own whim. Vivir Sarupai Krishna Nitya Das, you have got no independence. The connection between you and the center, it is not negligible. It is a high power connection. If you come in a normal position, you will feel that the strongest attraction from you to the center, and you can't ignore if you come in the normal position. Normal position. If the outside dresses are removed, you will find that the greatest attraction from the center is in you, and you can't go aside. Your duty, you are always abundant duty to be set from there, and you have to discharge that. If cannot but be in your normal position, you will find the greatest attraction force from you and the center. Whatever would be required, you will be demanded from you from that quarter, you cannot but do that. That should be the normal position. When you have independence, you can do this, no value of time. No engagement, wandering everywhere. We sarupai Krishna Nitya Das, and we are completely free, completely free, completely we are independent of the apathetic forces, then we shall only realize that I am bound down, duty bound towards the center. I cannot go hither and thither at my own sweet pleasure. I am the slave to the center. Central connection with every part, normally it must cannot be such, not be such. That we think we are free, we are doing here and there. That means neglected by the center. Away from the center. And that's not just God will be clear, we shall have to feel it. The call of the center is in me, and I will be really empty. No time to rest, really empty. I shall have to fight. It is not unreasonable. The center's demand is absolute in me. And I shall have to feel that I have got full engagement there from the head of it. No time to waste my time wondering this and that one, and this. Sahasrasa. In Bhagavatam, Sukadeva, in the beginning, he said, thousands of things to hear, to attain, to be, to, for whom, for those unfortunate, neglected souls. They have got their thousands of engagements in the country. But to the normal, only one. Directed to us, connected to the center. Here is fine. That man in this man, all shall captured by him. That duty has captured me wholly. Not just outside. Really it is so. Much scattered we are, our Lord is such. Now these thousands of these thousands of images are attracting our attention, and then we are running after this then. That is the worst condition in us. Avasyatana Atmatattam, who does not know his own self, he has got thousands of enemies. Avasyatama Atmatattam, who cannot see his own self. And thereby, the world in which his soul is living. And thereby, the center of the plane where he is living, or is known. Solitary from, as from our own self-interest. So we must understand this exploitation of different types and renunciation and dedication of twofold, one calculated and another spontaneous. Then we have to calculate in detail what is what. A new proposal will come. I am to put in the map. What is the seriality? It must be posted there. Is it in karmakanda or vikarma, or jnanakanda or yogakanda, or dhini-bhakti or raga-bhakti? We have to sort just as in the post office, the sorting department. This will go in the foreign land. There is one compartment. These parcels will go to foreign land, I must put them in. So this is in the local somewhere. Then in this district, that district, that district. Compartmental positions are maybe put that according to the address. So also we shall have to know whatever new things will be given to extend it to me. So this is the that thing. It must go into that category. In the Vikarma, or in Vikarma, or in the Yoga, or in Vaikuntha, or in this. according, we must examine it, the opinion, the plan, the design that will give him to examine and put him in a particular position. We must have a worldly map. The whole thought, the exhaustive thinking world, a map of that we must have possessed. And we will understand what is what. So when you divert things, the real, demanding the yen, the sterling, the dollar, how to adjust, come to adjust, everything is independent, then some goals, common standard must be there. And with that we have to measure. What is the measurement of dollar, what is of rupee, what is of sterling, is this thing? A common criterion we have to secure. And this this exploitation, renunciation and dedication, if we understand them properly, that will help us a great deal there. We have to understand properly what is the value, what is the worth of the exploitation, renunciation and dedication. These three fundamental things, unity, and the thinking, feeling, willing. Satyam Shivam Sundaram, Satchit Andam. These fundamental principles of life and the environment, the basis we must have to understand. Properly, rightly. Gold on gold, gold on gold, gold on gold. Now I am Krishna, I am Muhammad, I am Jishu, I am everything. Now I am one thing, next moment I am another thing. This is anarchy in the religious world. And the greatest enemy may not have such misfortune. We shall pray to the Lord. The none may have such misfortune, lost in the calculation world, besides sense of derangement. Going very well, that is horrible. Horrible to think. That madness may not attack us in any position. Lord, save me. O Lord, save us. Anything there. Anything and everything there. We have no faith. Teeny souls, give us shelter under your cool, under the, within the shadow of your cool, holy feet. We have not faith. Allow us, give us admission within your fold and sustain us. Sustain us. We are so thin. We are so meager, so thin, so helpless. So, these are the particular heights of the earth. The most fallen of the fallen. So I am qualified for your mercy. Accept me by our ocean of base you are. I am uncertain in my present position. Brahmanacharya says, Lord, I think I am quite normal in this time. I sign a bond so that I am your servant, take care of me. And this bond should apply in future according. I may be otherwise in future. Now I am in full consciousness. I am giving this bond to you, please protect me. Next moment I may be otherwise. I can't say. So if in future I want something else, you won't allow. I am in my fullest perfect knowledge at present. That you are my all, you give me admission. The next moment I may do something else, but that won't be granted. I am giving thanks. Yamunacharya, Guru of Ramana. He says like that, so much uncertain our position. Next moment I may seek something else, but don't allow my God, you are my guardian, and it is final. You take my charge. So alert, so suspicious of his own self. The Jivatma is so subtle and so meager, and so helpless. He is so. With this attitude, we shall go to take refuge, to take shelter under the holy and seek shade of the Lord. Holy people. We want to do this. We shouldn't. That is our problem. That is very good. You are my guardian. I realize this moment that fully, and I don't like that it may be otherwise. It is horrible. I can't remember the shloka in Sanskrit. It is there. Mukunda Mala Sokama Samara. Have you come across this book? You, Bhargava Prabhu?
Yes.
Mukunda Mala.
Mukunda.
Oh.
Mala Sotu.
Do you remember about this book? There?
The Sanskrit, I don't know.
The Yamuna Jarja. The very good advices of that in Kulasekhar Acharya, the Maharaj Kulasekhar, who was perhaps in the first century AD of Christ, king of Kerala, Trivandrum, Kulasekhar, Alwar. He also, his prayer to Narayan is also very fervent and very encouraging and educating. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gauri Hari, Gauri Hari, Gauri Hari, Gauri Hari. Nidai Gauri Hari Gauri, Nidai Gauri Hari Gauri. Nidai Gauri Hari Gauri, Nidai Gauri Hari Gauri.
Yamunacharya was charmed by his kingdom so much. Yamunacharya.
Yamunacharya?
Yes. He was a king.
At the same time condition. he got that. He was a student. You know his story? No.
You can tell?
He was a student in a school. And the king, the then king, had a court pandit. He was very much proud. He issued a circular to all the local pandits to this effect. He accepted me as the paramount scholar, best of all. Otherwise you come to me and we discuss. You will have to discuss with me. I want to defeat you all. A circular came to the teacher, head teacher of the school where Yamunacharya, the boy was reading. He was well talented. He asked, his guru was going to give his signature. But I admit that he was superior scholar. Then Yamunacharya approached, what is this? Guru explained, teacher, the court pandit has issued this circular. If anyone thinks to give his signature, that he is the greatest scholar. If not, then he must go and discuss with him and defeat him. So Yamunacharya told, no, he must not give signature. The boy. Why not? What is the good by quarreling with the court pandit? He will stop our the health, monetary health from the state health. State health will stop and we will have to suffer. So I am giving this thing. No, no. As your representative, I shall go. And he was so determined, the Guru had to accept that, yes, if you like, you may go. Then all other teachers, they gave their signature. And this Yamunacharya went to discuss with him, the boy. There was a great commotion in this state that one boy is coming to discuss with the court pandit, the speech scholar. There was a great applause. And when the boy is going, the king and the queen, they are also seen from there. Within the room, through the window, that this is the boy. The queen was very much charmed with the appearance of the boy. I say, the boy will conquer for this fight. The queen said, it is not certain. No, no. Then there was a great between them. If the boy wins the pill, what do you do? I said this bet, what is this? That my daughter will be married with him and the half of the kingdom will be given to him. But the king hesitated. And anyhow, that's what I expected. And when in the assembly, the boy and the old pandit were together, the pandit, the court pandit, he felt much excitement. There are so many pandits in the country, scholars, but this boy has come to debate with me. The boy, whatever question he will put, I shall cut it asunder. Say, what is? The boy put 3 points. I put these 3 questions to you and you must cut it asunder. First thing I say, that your mother is not barren. you will have to prove that your mother is better. Do you follow? Bhagavan?
Yes.
Woman does not produce any child, yes. She is known as Bhagavan, is it not?
Yes.
I say your mother is not Bhagavan. This is my question. You say that you will crush it, smash it. Next, I say that the king is free of sin, not sinful. King is not sinful. You will have to prove that king is a sinner. And the third and the greatest, I say that queen is chaste. And you have to prove that queen is not chaste. That's faulty. Pandit, he could not answer. And he began to say, puzzled. And the whole public, they are also waiting with suspense. What's the matter in a constant future? These three questions. Then anyhow, the court pandit, he told, can you answer this question? This is all pollution, nonsense. This is not proper questions at all. Can you? Yes, yes, I can. Then the whole audience began he will answer this boy. Then he quoted scripture that mother can be called Bhagavan if his son is very vapid. Reckless cipher, then mother may be called a Bhagavan. He quoted from some Krishna, and then the silence, very silence, but the next, the king is a sinner. 22, the king is always accepting the money he was given to the king.
Taxes
of the people, always drawing taxes, and with that taxes the king from the Raja Paya of the people is coming to the king, and the king performs so many religious works to get out of this thing. But they always current, the taxes from the so many people are coming to the king, and their sin is always coming to the king with that money. So, in the all quotation from the scripture, so king is sinful, and to remove the sin he will have to get to so many sacrifices and other holy duties. It is in the scripture, he quoted, yes, quoted. Then thunder struck. Then the last and the biggest, that queen is unchaste, lady. Horrible thing to prove. That also he came. That is the king, it is mentioned in the scripture, eight gods are always living with the king, Indra and Chandra, etc. The king is the combination of all these gods, they all the spirits. So, when king enjoys the queen, the gods are also there. This is their quotation. And none can oppose. So, one be there. Then the queen, king was satisfied. And as they had their debate within them, came with the will take away the half portion of this kingdom. As given, and the Yamunaj Ajo was king for some time, and they neglected the culture of the Shastra and the Vaishnava school, all these things. And he was enjoying. So, one Acharya of the Ramananda school, he was very much mortified and wanted to visit the king, but it was not very easy to have his darshan, his interview. So, but Yamunacharya was fond of some vegetables, too much fond. So he used to collect that sort of vegetables every day to his cooker. Then one day Yamunacharya asked his cook, how do you get this sort of vegetable? This is very, I am very much fond of this vegetable. But it is difficult to collect this vegetable all the season. But you give it supply, how do you get? One old Brahmin, Vaishnava, he takes this thing for you every day. Is it? Yes. Ask him what is his object, purpose. Then he was asked, he told that I want his interview. Yes, yes. So the interview was valid, and the Brahmin met him and began to cry. Why you Brahmin, you are crying? What wrong I have done to you, I don't know. You have done the great wrong to our society. You are such a young, great Pandit, a giant intellect, and you have left us, you are embracing your pleasing life, pleasure life. You got a princess, you got a half kingdom, you are nobly enjoying them. But what about our sampradaya? This sampradaya? The other party, Shankar party, they are trying their best to simulate our sampradaya. And you, being a genius of our sampradaya, you are sleeping over the internet. That disturbs me. Yes, something. You have given me yes, light. Now, so nothing. Therefore, he began to read the Shastra and the right books, all these things, service of the Ramanuja Vaishnava Sampradaya. He engaged himself. And in the last days, when Ramanuja was a rising boy, a scholar, he could not meet him anyhow. But he had found three necessity, things for the sampradaya. One, the commentary of Vedanta. Another, the worshipping notes by how the deities should be worshipped. And another, the interpretation of all the Upanishads. Then, in last week, he removed himself to Sri Rangam. And there he sent for Ramanuja, I want to meet him and to request him something for the benefit of our sampradaya. But before Ramanuja could come to meet him, he breathed his last. Ramanis came and found that he is already God. But he sent for him particular purposes, he already told. Three objects. Ramanuja detected his body and found 1, 2, 3, these fingers closed. Then he told Ramanuja, who thought the meaning. There is a custom in that country to count one thing, this 1, 2, 3 in this way, closing the finger. He detected the three fingers closed, so he could read the three things he had to say to me. So he also, living in the common platform, to do some service to the society, Vaishnava society. So Ramanuja could feel what three things he was to convey to Ramanuja. He told, I shall prepare commentary to the Upanishad, one thing that becomes great. I shall also prepare a bhashya to Vedanta, the next